Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vangelist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written by Drew DePenning for the Popular Woodworking Editor's Blog. It's titled, Whitewater Shakers, History Online. It was originally posted January 19, 2010. Now to find more great articles like today's post, visit the Popular Woodworking Editor's Blog at www.blogs.popularwoodworking.com/editorsblog. Of course, as I always do, I'll make sure to have links in the show notes to make it that much easier to get there. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. Whitewater Shakers, History Online, written by Drew DePenning for the Popular Woodworking Editor's Blog, originally posted January 19, 2010. I'll never forget the time my sister and I used a free 10-hour AOL CD to dial into the internet. Even though I consider myself a child of the internet, I have never bought into the hype of 20 years ago. The internet will replace books, it will be the best place to access information, etc. Some events this week, however, have given me pause to reconsider. I'm editing a video tour of the meeting house in the Whitewater Shaker Village. At the start of the video, Jim Enos, Vice President of Friends of Whitewater Shaker Village, gives a brief history of the Shaker settlement. This is a perfect place to insert some historic photos of the site, so I immediately reach to contact Jim to request some photos. But on a hunch, I think, what the heck, I'll see what's on Google. I was shocked at the wealth of information, all free, that was available from a simple Google search. After typing Whitewater Shaker Village and making a few clicks, the rabbit hole led me to the Library of Congress website, where I was directed to the Historic American Buildings Survey. In 1933, the National Park Service established this program to document America's architectural heritage through photographs, text, and scale drawings. All of this collected data is housed at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. Today, this wealth of information is available to anyone with an internet connection, all free of charge and all within the public domain. So here's my list of online resources that I discovered thanks to the Library of Congress website. Whitewater Prints and Photographs Collection. This is the collection of photographs taken of Whitewater, Ohio as part of the Historic American Buildings Survey. Most of these photos were taken in 1974. If you're having trouble with the above link, visit the Historic American Buildings Survey homepage and in the search box enter Whitewater Shaker. That will bring up the same results. Union Village Measured Drawings. Many of the Whitewater Shakers settled from Union Village near Lebanon, Ohio. This survey page contains detailed scale drawings of the architecture of a Shaker dwelling house. The last two drawings give details of doors, hinges, latches, pegs, and stairs that were located in the house. Many of the construction details mirror those found at Whitewater. Origin, Rise, Progress, and Decline of the Whitewater Community of Shakers, located in Hamilton County, Ohio. My search of the Library of Congress brought up this book, published in 1904, and it can be read in its entirety on Google Books. Now, I will never think that the internet will replace books, but I can say I haven't been this excited about the web since I first logged in 20 years ago. And that was Whitewater Shakers, History Online, written by Drew DePenning for the Popular Woodworking Editor's Blog, originally posted January 19, 2010. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.